Hi everyone, this is Karis, and obviously we're reading Revelation chapters 1 to 3 today for our daily podcast. So basically, as we read Revelations chapters 1 to 3, we're starting our reading for the book of Revelations. You know, usually we can feel that Revelations is a very chim book, but you know, even as we start to read, let's not look at it as something that's really difficult, but let's just have an open heart, and really I believe that God's Spirit will really begin to speak to us about what He has to say about, you know, what's going to happen in the last days. So basically, what we're reading today is chapters 1 to 3, and the first three chapters talk about different churches and how those who are unfaithful will have punishment and downfall. However, in the midst of tribulations and sufferings, God will give and fulfill the greatest promises He has to those who faithfully search and stick to Him. So let's turn to Revelations chapter 2, 10 to 11. And it goes like this: "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death." Even though it sounds like it's something really really hard to believe and imagine what is written in this verse. However, you know, the Word of God is not only warning us of the trials and tribulations that we have to go through, but it's also promising us that as we overcome the troubles, we are assured of the crown of life in heaven. And these verses can give us hope in our walk with Christ. You know, God Himself in these verses promises us life. And God doesn't lie to us. You know, He doesn't have an underlying motive to us, not like, you know, some insurance agent or anything like that. But He's a God who really promises and means it when He promises us hope, and He will never ever turn His back to us. You know, and He doesn't expect anything from us. We don't have to do anything. But what we got to do is that we just have to remain in Him throughout the days of our lives. And you know, even as we go through the financial and social crises like among us in our days, you know, we read the newspaper and it's always bad news. You know, we can always remember that the things of life are temporary, and the only promise that God has given us will stand forever, His promise of life through Jesus. And God has asked us even not to fear because of this promise that He's given us. So you know what? Today we can be crowded with all kinds of troubles, you know, home troubles or problems at work or school or relationships and friends. But whatever kind of troubles it is, we can put it down because of God's promise to us. We can focus in our search for God because of His promise of hope. So in summary, basically, don't look to the source of your troubles, but look to the source of your hope, who is Jesus Christ. God warns us that we may get discouraged in life, but look to the end result of eternal life and hope in Jesus.